Happiness is something to be excited about. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the philosopher, Absolute Philosophy. Absolute Philosopher. What is it?
Absolute Philosopher.
Okay, that's me. Happiness is something to be enthusiastic about. That sounds like a statement that is hardly needing any definition to it, but think about it. Happiness is something to be enthusiastic about. We look at other people and we see, yeah, that's nice, I won the sweepstakes, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I finally got healed and I don't have my sickness anymore. Yeah, mother was suffering so and she finally died, and yeah, that's fine, you know. Now, those are all things to be terribly enthusiastic about. You know, even mother dying, because it's a matter of recognizing that mother was ready to go, and we were hanging on to her, and she felt that we were hanging on to her, so she didn't leave. She could have left at any time, but she didn't. Our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our husbands, our wives, and whoever, they're all being held on to by certain people in their world, people whom they respect and love, and who they want to do things. Now, so many Jewish people wait till after not the Christmas celebration, but their celebration at Christmas time. And when that's over, after the Jewish New Year's takes place, then they can die. They can die happily. Mm-hmm. And, of course, many Christians do the same thing. They say, well, call everybody. I'm going to die. Call everybody. Make sure they get here, you know. Make sure that all my family gets here. And when the family is around her and or around him and they're all gathered together, then he can or she can peacefully die. Isn't that something? Now, that's something to be enthusiastic about. Hey, man, that's really great of you to hang on there until the whole family gets around you and says goodbye to you. Yes, that's wonderful. Now, the question is, why are you going in the first place? But the answer is, it doesn't matter. If you choose to go ahead, go. Live, die, whatever you want to do, it's perfectly okay. Well, we can't imagine why people would want to die, but sometimes people have not been able to take care of their house very well, and it has given up on them, and they've given up on it. And so they want to put it to rest and go and experience a new dimension. Well, is that something to be enthusiastic about? Oh, my, yes. That's something to be very enthusiastic about, because they have goofed on this life by manufacturing a body that wasn't quite what they felt they wanted, and so they just dump it and they start over again. And that's a good way to do. But they start over again without a memory of having done the mistakes they did before. They start over without any idea of what went before. So they have a full new slate and a whole new set of circumstances and a new set of people that they'll be dealing with. And it's really a lot of fun. And we should be happy with their graduation from... some people fail in school, you know that? Some people fail. Some people fail in their relationships. Some people fail in their finances, in the market, and with their houses, bankruptcy and stuff. And we don't think the worst of them. We think it's unfortunate, but it didn't have to be that way. But why? Why? Why did this happen? Why are these things here? That doesn't matter. What matters is, how do we approach it? How do we think about it? How do we live these things that we're learning here? Are we living them as an enthusiastic being, as a happy being? People say, Herb, how can you be so cheerful when you go into the hospital and a person is dying there? And you say, well, how are you today? You know, you look great. They look like death warmed over, you know. No, you look great. You look wonderful. And don't you see my problem? No, I see your solution. You want to move to another dimension or you want to stay here? Now, which do you want to do? I didn't know I had a choice, you know. Well, we always have a choice to do anything we want to do. People can die whenever they want or not. I told you the story about that man, 75 years old, and the telephone pole split when his car hit the pole and went right through his stomach, right through his body. And it pushed everything aside miraculously. And they took it out, and he lived another 10 years. Magnificence, you know. You would hardly believe, a man that age is supposed to be fragile back in the, that was in the 50s, 60s. And so, see, that we've come a long way since then. We've come a long way. And in fact, the time of death for people is getting longer and longer. It's getting older and older. Well, we'll probably be 200 or 300 years old before we move along to the next dimension. But so that's why it's important for us to take care of our bodies. Not necessarily to eat the right food or to exercise or do all those things. Those are good too. But the important thing is to have the right attitude about yourself. The right attitude about your ideal spirit, mind, and body. And get enthusiastic about it. I'm great. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. This enthusiasm really works with us beautifully. Happiness is something to be enthusiastic about. Now, if you have a happy relationship with anybody, that be enthusiastic. If anything you do, be enthusiastic. I know we have a perfect example here in Ellen. She's enthusiastic about most everything. And in fact, she's so enthusiastic, we sometimes think, barf, you know, it's a little overwhelming. And but not so, because once we understand what she's doing, then we realize that she's putting causes in motion to bring about a tremendous set of effects that are absolutely wonderful, absolutely fantastic. And this is what we want to understand. This is what we want to be happy about. What's the last thing you were happy about? Were you happy about the dinner tonight? Were you happy about the lunch today? Were you happy about the socks that you got, which had rubber on the bottom so you can walk on a slippery surface and not slip? Were you happy about whatever you're happy about? Were you happy about my new little suitcase that I got there, which is going to be used to carry my computer and haul it behind me? Really nice. I thought I'd rather wear a backpack, but I'll wear a backpack and pull the suitcase. You know, whatever is right and whatever is necessary. But we'll see what comes of all this. I'm just looking at it so happy-like and so nice-like. Ellen had a backpack that weighed, I think, a pound. And it was very light, and it's just fabric. And they're $40 down at the sports shop there. And they're very nice, very flexible, you know, nothing stiff in it at all. And you just pack stuff in it, and just plug bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's amazing. And the stuff comes through well, too. I took it on a trip to Canada, and it worked out just fine. So, you see, there's so much to be happy about in this life. There's so much. Oh, I also bought some gloves for myself. Mm-hmm. When I was in Canada, I was walking around with my little cold pinkies out there and keeping them in my pocket. And so I bought some gloves, which are real nice ones, not too expensive, but real nice ones. And I got them at Walmart, you know. And, I mean, you'd think at Walmart you'd get some rather inexpensive items. But these are really nice gloves, you'll see. And big enough to fit me, too. What's that?
Tomorrow you come naked with the gloves.
Yeah, with just the gloves on. Just keep my hands warm, right? Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Ellen says, she's happy. A happy girl. She's happy visualizing me doing silly things. And like wearing a pair of socks and the gloves. And going for a walk on the path.
And a tie.
Yeah, and a tie. A tie? She wants me to wear a tie. She gets happy about me wearing a tie. And I have worn a tie for a long time. When I had my newspapers, I was wearing a bow tie. One of these clip-on things, you know. Mm. And usually I had red. Because they were always a lot of fun. Wherever I went, people just accepted me as the nut I was. And as I look back and see pictures of me back in those days, I think to myself, I was a nice guy, but I was certainly a nut. And what a wonderful way to be just totally happy and harmonious with life, totally pleased about it. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. I have a picture of Mark as he's maybe about 4 years old, three, four, and he's wearing his suit, and I'm wearing my suit. And I've got my camera there, and I'm talking to him as we're getting ready to take some pictures for the Easter egg hunt. And this is in Atwater, California. The place was filled with eggs put out there by the Portuguese people of the Portuguese Catholic Church there. And the whole community was invited, so we were there, and I was taking pictures for my newspaper. And it was just the most fun. It was just the most fun because Mark stood there and he says, I'm not going to pick up any eggs. I don't want to eat them anyhow. Why should I pick them up? Faith and I were in Columbus, Ohio, and that was when Mark was about 1 year old, maybe one and a half. And we were invited out to a function, some sort of a community function for the south side of Columbus, where we had five newspapers in the area there. And so the other people, there were some reporters there, and there were staff of the newspaper and people from the community. And we had to all line up in two big lines. And each of us was given a fresh egg. And you had to throw the egg to the other person who had to catch it without breaking it, you know, let your hand sweep with it. And then, when the count was given, you had to move back a step. And move back a step. And move back a step. And some people move back, oh, a great distance, perhaps 10, 15 feet or better, you know. And they didn't break the egg. My egg got broke on my head. But I got back maybe about 4 or 5 feet, and I did pretty good. But some of those people were just exquisite at this, you know. And it makes me so happy to think about it. Because then after I got squished on the head and wiped it off, then I could start taking pictures. But up to that time, I was too busy catching the egg. And Mark was egging me on and egging me on. And Faith was egging me on to try it again, to try it again, you know. And I said, all of my suit here, I'm a mess. You know, a fresh egg. It wasn't rotten, but it sure gets all over you. And unfortunately, it washes out, so there's no big problem. But those are happiness times. Those are happiness times that are really great to think about, and great to do, be enthusiastic about it. And I am certainly enthusiastic about all the things I do in life. We had the minister of the Methodist Church, who was a dear friend of ours, in Atwater. And so after church on Sunday, where I was directing the choir and Faith was playing the organ, and the minister was speaking, his wife, who was a nurse, and we would go out after church for a picnic. And so where would we go? We'd go visiting the little country churches all over the area. There were little pockets here and there, communities where people had built these churches, and they weren't well attended anymore because the conditions were changing. Television was coming out, radio was there, and so forth. But we would go visit each of these little churches. Sometimes we had to climb in through the window, but the door was locked. But Francis Wagner, he knew how to do that. And so we'd get in there, and the first thing Faith would do would be to check out the organ. And Francis would check out the pulpit. And his wife would just sit in the pew and look pretty, you know. And Lynette was her name, Francis and Lynette Wagner. But it was just a great thing, and he was something else again. I remember him so enthusiastically with such happiness because he was 6'6" or 7" tall, a monster of a guy, you know. And he was just normally built, but he was not gangly or anything. He just it was quite good, like a dancer might be, you know. He moved with everything, and he was just pleasant to watch. But I had he said to me, "Herb, write the story of my life." And I said, "Okay, let's get it first." And so one of the people in the church had an office that they weren't using in their business. It was about maybe 8 or 10 blocks away, and so Francis and I would go there every day for about an hour after work, and I would record him on my wire recorder and get the story of his life, and then I'd be transcribing that onto paper and so forth. But I gave that all to him when I left and came to Atwater, and he ultimately left also and came out to Santa Clara, near Santa Cruz, you know. And it's a small world, wonderful world. It's so great to have this happiness to be enthusiastic about, because it just, life is so great. Life is so fantastic. Live every moment just as though it's the most precious moment in the world and the only moment there is. Living it fully, wonderfully, and dedicatedly, you just have so much fun. And this is what people who attend the University of Healing do. Everyone attending the University of Healing is having so much fun. They're doing their lessons, they're doing their work, and like Ellen says, miracles are happening to them all the time. They're contacting us and telling us about these miracles, and I tell them to write it in their book, write it in their book. And that is just great. And that's what we all can do. So, my friends, so much for our wonderful talk on my happiness is something to be enthusiastic about. And as you can tell, I am happy and I am enthusiastic about it. So you all have a lovely day, a lovely evening. And the Absolute Philosopher is going to sign out now saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.